Blog Talk Radio.
Chill out. Chill out. Chill out. Yo. Yo. Princess Jazzy. Princess. Sexy K.
Sexy.
Mr. Sensation. Mr. Yo. Hey. And Mr. Goodly. And Mr. Goodly. It's on. It's on. Yo. Yo. Chill out. Chill out. Chill out. Chill out. Chill out, chill out, chill out, chill out. And let it chill out.
And it's on, it's on.
Let it chill out.
And it's on, it's on, it's on.
Chill out, 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 chill out.
And it's on,
chill out.
And it's on, and it's on.
Yo, 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 what's up, what's up, what's up? Thank you for tuning in to Tell All Radio. This is your girl, Prince Jazzy, and I am here, as always, with my co-host, Miss Sexy K.
Hello, everybody.
We also got Miss Delicious on the line.
What's up, world? What's going on?
We also got Mr. Goodness.
What it do, what it do?
And Mr. Prime Time.
What's up, what's up?
So what's up? How's everybody's week so far? Everything good? Everything copacetic? Y'all good?
Well, I got a little cold. I'm sick, so.
Ew, keep that over there.
Just not on the phone.
I know, right? Because my nose is running.
Well, I hope it ain't contagious through the lines.
Exactly.
Well, first and foremost, shout out to you guys for being so amazing and loving us. Don't deserve it.
Also, shout out to the Six Man Radio team. Love you guys, as always. Last but not least, shout out to the listeners who tune in every Wednesday night. We truly appreciate you. All the people who go back and listen to it after we've done it live, I definitely appreciate you as well. I got a little high when I said, at last but not least. Did y'all like that? I try to throw a little extra in there. You know.
Come on with me, man.
But the word of the day is infatuation, a foolish and usually extravagant passion or love or admiration. The quote of the day is, I had to touch you with my hands. I had to taste you with my tongue. One can't love and do nothing, by Graham Greene. That is so true.
Sound like a snicker.
Love me. Huh? What you say?
I said, it sounds like a Snickers.
Wow. I'm super excited about tonight's show because we're going to be having an open discussion. And y'all know what that means. That means you could talk about anything you want to talk about. Anything that's on your mind. People getting on your nerves. People stanking. Everything. We talk about everything tonight. And that's always fun, so definitely get it in. Also, we have our special guest tonight, which is Marcus Lanes, who is a super talented artist. We're going to get to know him and his movement, so you don't want to miss that, because it's going to be crazy, because we're going to get it in. Son, Marcus Lanes.
I can't
He's
hear
super
you.
Super dope. I said Marcus Lanes. Can you hear me now?
Marcus.
Good. Good. So right. I want to start this discussion off with a question. How many times do you think in a relationship that you should call each other a day? Let me say that again. How many times do you think you should call your significant other in a day?
I mean, are you at work?
Anytime.
I mean, sometimes some people you can't call at work now.
Yeah. You could call me for 2 seconds and say, hey, babe, I was just thinking about you, but I got to go back to work.
No, no. Some places don't even allow
well,
you to even do
a text.
That.
Yeah, that's right. A text would be nice,
that's
too.
True.
It don't have to be a call.
Yeah.
I'd say once.
Once? Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean,
call
me in the morning.
You got to look. I see you in the morning. I'm leaving in the morning.
This is a relationship.
Okay, what if you
there.
Don't see that person? What if you don't see that person? Then
it's gonna be
a little bit more calls then if you don't see that person all the time. But me,
yeah,
my husband, I might call him once the
personally,
whole day if I'm at, I don't know. It depends.
Personally, my husband calls me like 3 and 4 times a day.
Oh,
he's
God.
At work. I don't know what he's doing at work. I mean, is someone watching him? Or is he just standing around like doing nothing? I'm like, I'm working.
He must don't have no job.
Oh, God.
He like Tommy
oh,
on
no.
Pod and he don't have a job.
Mm-mm.
Get them bills paid. That's all I care about.
It depends. If you should call me, at least I need to be called. Call me in the morning because I don't live with nobody. So I need you to call me in the morning. I need you to call me in the afternoon, and I need you to call me before I go to sleep.
But see, you can't be calling nobody early in the morning because you know you
yeah,
got that little
yeah.
man. You got that little man with that shit shovel in your mouth. You can't be.
Lord,
that can't smell for no phone.
Yeah, that
oh,
is
no.
true.
Some of them got the bad. You know, like damn, you eating something? Yeah,
I'm just saying, like, I need to know all important times
I mean,
of the day.
At least,
I need to
say at least, okay, in the morning, at lunch, and then at night. You should be good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Anything
okay, but if you,
not,
that, but if you live together, you shouldn't even
activity.
Call at nighttime now.
Huh?
Yeah, but you know what?
If you live together, you shouldn't call at nighttime. You just call for in the morning, maybe around lunch, and then that'd be it.
Unless they're at work.
But I'm saying,
oh,
if you ain't married, because you know when you get home, the women want
oh, yeah.
to stay on the phone. I ain't sleep. Yeah.
And be dozing off.
I ain't sleep. I'm getting ready to
the
phone.
So
I ain't sleep.
That is so true. I did that last night, for real. He was like, go to sleep. I was like, I'm not tired. I'm up here snoring all over
like,
the phone. I'm like, I'm not tired.
Yeah, be like, who's snoring in the background?
That is you. So I have another question. So how many times, I know we've asked this question before, but let's just see if they change. How many times do you think you should have sex in one day?
In one day?
In one day.
What? One should be good.
So how your schedule goes. You might be too busy.
You know, it's how you feeling. 3 times might be, you know, you might need a 4 times. I mean, sometimes. You know, it might be a weekend, y'all both off,
and
you just taking advantage.
Oh, exactly.
But a regular day, just once. I mean,
you
don't
mm-hmm.
tired.
I don't
You'll
know.
Be like, look at that guy, man. It's up to you. You can play with yourself or whatever. I got to get up
oh,
in the morning.
Wow. I'm just saying, I needed about.
Are you going through something and you just trying to throw these questions at
me? I'm just, this is open discussion. I can talk about whatever I want to talk about.
No,
thank you very
no,
much.
You just coming around. You coming around too much of this. So I'm just, yeah, I feel like it's. What is going on? Is there something
listen,
that you need to discuss?
I am. Deprived, okay? I do not get any. So please do not judge.
Well, look, they got these things.
Do not judge.
I mean, you can go to the little store. You don't even know.
I am going to something.
They got to blow up dolls. You got to do like the men. You got to get the blow up dolls.
I am not about to get no damn blow up doll. We have a caller on the line. He wants to say something. So we're going to bring him in right now. He or she. So our radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Tammy from Miss PD.
Hi,
PD Radio.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm good. You guys going in early, I see.
Yeah, early. Because you know how I do it. I got to get straight to the point.
Yeah,
so I'm asking
you. Get it on,
so
Jess.
How many times do you think you should, you know, have sex in one day? With your
have
man
sex in
or
one
woman?
Day?
Yeah, with your man or your husband or whoever you're with.
Well, if y'all working, really you can only get it in a couple times. As far as calling, I think if you guys live together, you shouldn't be calling each other during the day. It's too much. It's overkill.
Yeah, you might be like, dang,
way
didn't
too
just
much.
Talk to you?
But what if you got something that you need that person to take care of.
That's different. I'm talking about romantic calls.
Well, that's different. Yeah, like you said.
That ain't even necessary.
You know
I heard you guys talking about how many times should you call your significant other.
Yeah.
So I don't think people go get over it. I think it's too much, though. I think when you have the expectation of hearing from this person all day, it's like it takes a lot of it away, for me anyway. Like, I want to be able to miss you. So if I'm in constant contact with you, if I'm around you all the time, it's a turn off. You got to be able to miss that person. So if you guys work, you shouldn't even be calling each other all day. I mean, if you live together, you shouldn't be calling each other all day. Miss each other during the day. Then when you come home, it's fresh again.
Exactly.
But I want that kind of love. I want that love where I just miss you all the time. I want you to call me all the time. I'm going to call you all the time. I want that fairy tale kind of, oh, I love you so much. I love you. No, I love you. No, you love me. You know.
You can have it. You can definitely have it. I mean, most women want that, keeping it real. But, you know, if you're the type of woman you clingy and you want him to check in with you all times of the day, nah, this is not cool. You won't push him away real fast.
I don't want to know what you're doing all times of the day. I mean, you know, give me a break. But, you know, I guess if I feel like if you feel a certain way about somebody, like, too much is never too much.
Yes, it is.
You know what I mean?
You get out of my face. Because you always see, you call me to get out of my face.
I love the unexpected text message.
Now, see, that's cool. Unexpected.
That's what I love.
But if you expecting him to, like, text you
call
all during
every
the day saying I love you. He don't need to text you all day saying I love you or I miss you.
If he does it one or two times, great. But you know, us men have this problem with this text message. And me, I can't get a grip on it all the time.
I'm just saying.
Well, I'm going to let you guys get back to your show. I just want to call in and say, ladies, don't expect it all the time from the man. You're going to push him away from you. He's going to get bored with you quick. Try to keep it fresh. Don't expect it all the time. Hey, if he wants to text you on his own, cool. But if he don't, like, don't be catching attitudes like, how come I hear from you today?
Yeah,
you ain't texting me this much. Like, don't give him that, because you're going to push him into the arms of another woman. Don't do it.
Jam.
And that's all I got to say about that.
Princess
All right,
Dan.
Thank you for calling.
Now I'm going to hang up and enjoy the rest of the show.
All right. Thanks.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. You know what?
Yes, Princess
don't y'all ever do that when we have company, okay? Don't do that. Do not do that.
Do what?
Do not throw me on the chopping board when we have company, okay?
Princess Dev, yeah, Debbie, yeah, Desmond.
Who said that? You know what?
Say what?
Forget y'all. Forget y'all. I'm just saying, I want that. Whatever.
Okay, that's what you
that.
Like. That's what you like, then that's what you like.
Thank you.
I like that too, man. I miss my man when I ain't talking to him for 1 second.
Exactly.
I miss him already. I got that real strong
Stop trying to get cool points.
I need a whole day, you feel me? Like, I miss my husband, no. We've been together going on, like, 4 years married, and every second I'm not with him, I miss him. Like, I just, every time I can be sitting next to him, I was like, baby, I miss you. He's like, you ain't got my face.
Look, and the Emmy goes to Miss Delicious.
Wait, what?
And the Emmy Award goes to Miss Delicious for her performance.
Thank you, thank you. I just want to thank, God for giving me this.
Amen. Okay. Also, I want to know why is that when dudes talk about sex with their friends, they always try to talk like they just so masculine. Like they
that we beat it up.
Like y'all beat,
yeah, like
it up.
Y'all
just
beat it up,
right?
What men say about to talk about sex with each other?
Sure don't.
They do that?
Who do that?
Yeah. I don't know, but it's somebody. I'm pointing
at them.
Somebody
do it.
Somebody do it. So you ain't never said,
now you know that's gay, right?
I beat that man up last night.
You ain't never said that.
So you ain't never told one of your friends, yo, I beat that thing up the other night.
Nope.
It was hurt.
See, that's one thing about me. I try to keep mine to myself. I don't do that.
Yeah. Only females do that. Girl, let me say it.
But then they be stuck.
Whatever.
Can't even infatuated. There it is. Has anybody ever been infatuated?
I've been infatuated.
I have. Very intensely. I was like a piranha pouncing on my prey. I was like a lion in the woods looking for something.
You're a stalker, man. You're a stalker. You've been tagged.
It is not stalking. I'm just trying to make sure he got. Look, I'm just trying to make sure he got in the house, okay? Whatever to all y'all. Whatever to all of y'all. Whatever. So, yeah. So, tonight is open discussion night, you guys. So, if you want to call in and say whatever it is you want to say, I'm not going to say what I really want to say, you guys, because I'm trying to turn over a new leaf.
And I
prayed about this, and
tell us what you want to say. We want to hear
this
it.
This in my spirit that I should not put on the radio. So I'm not going to do it.
Low.
It's open discussion.
Let the spirit
I know it's
low.
Open discussion. So, okay,
let
so I'm not going to say no
let
names.
The spirit
I'm not going to say
low.
No names. But I'm going to say that when somebody stinks, like, how do you approach them?
Let's just say if you work with them. Have you ever worked with somebody who's faint?
Oh, I have all the time. I tell them, hey, look.
Don't lie, because there was a guy on your job that was real faint.
And we used to give him soap. We used to go sit soap in his car and everything.
Wow.
Wrap it up
soap
in a gift.
Car,
yeah, wrap it up in a gift.
But it's different when you're telling a guy than when you're telling a woman.
If you need to pull her to the side and be like,
girl, your
I didn't
ass
say that
right.
Was I didn't. You know what? You know
I mean,
what?
some people are not going to take the hint. So sometimes you got to be blunt with them. You be like, hey, look here, I ain't trying to be funny, but you're kind of giving off an odor.
Like,
I mean,
maybe they going through something. Maybe they lost their house and they water off. And
damn that. They can wash it. They can wash in the speaking. you go wash in the bathroom at work. No.
Exactly. You get. They got them, what's them wipes called?
Yeah, you
them
can go to the
white,
like pilot. You can go to the pilot and
white.
Is it that bad? Wow.
Yeah.
Hey,
Is she fat? Honey.
Is
she fat? She not fat. She's
fat.
Just a little heavy.
She's
a little
well,
heavy.
Well, heavy, maybe she not getting her areas properly, you know?
That's what somebody told me. Like, maybe she can't reach back.
Tell her she need to put some powder down there.
What kind of she need to get on
the I think the powder might make it worse.
Ooh, powder.
Oh, that
be sticky powder turning into dough.
Okay, you know what? We're done with this conversation. All right, we are going to do this. We are not going to
make some bread.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah, some fake bread.
Lord, I'm sorry, Lord.
I'm serious. You have to tell her. I mean, haven't no one told her yet?
Yeah, and then, okay, so, yeah, somebody brought her attention, but then she going to say, I have no idea what they're talking about.
That's what you should have said.
I know
you think.
Yeah, poor
Heifer.
Heifer, you need to go in there while you know you stink, Heifer.
Well, what you do,
yeah, I just wanted
you
to
get
say,
a, you
did
get
I
a bag.
Know you smell that?
Look,
I
get
know.
A bag. Get a bag. Put a bar of soap in it and put a note on it and write a name on there. And
you ignorant. I'm not about to do that.
Write a little note. Dear stinky girl.
Do she look like Dirt Dava? the one on the peanut.
I am not doing this with y'all. I am not. We are not about to do this. No.
Yes,
the devil is a liar. We're
not
going to
do this.
We
are not.
Yes.
Watch.
We are not going to do this. Not trying. It's a lady that stay across the street from me. I swear to you, look like she got the callus is as thick as a bar of soap on the back of her foot. And I've been meaning to
get. She just got the rough feet.
No. I want to get her a gift card and put it in the mailbox to get her a pedicure for real. But I know them people whoever.
Go to the store and get. Hey, go to Home Depot and get one of them big files and put it in a mailbox.
I've been wanting to do it like that so bad. I'm like, lady, you don't feel that all that callus on the back of your foot like that?
I mean, it's probably don't feel it.
But I'm saying, go to her house one day and sit on the porch.
I'm not going to her house.
Listen to me.
What's in
go
there?
Go to her house, sit on the porch, sit down, talk to her, and then break out the lotion and start rubbing your feet.
You're so ignorant.
Why can't you have to be ignorant?
I am not.
I'm there.
I am not going to let y'all encourage me to be mean to her.
Why?
I am not going to be involved. Okay?
But I mean...
not going to do
it. And you know what, though? After we told old boy, you know what he said, though? For real, I do. I stink, man. I said, nigga, you know you stink when you lay your arm on the table and you leave a dirt mark on there. You know it's a problem. So, I mean, he straightened up a little bit, but he still stank. And I told him, and see, what? Guess what the thing he said he was? He was spraying, like, you know, the body spray?
Mm-hmm.
That Axe body spray, he was spraying that on. I said, man, that is not no damn deodorant.
He was trying to.
Yeah, but then he wanted to be in there. And he wanted to do exercise. Why you want to try that? And I used to have a friend be like, man, why are you encouraging this dude to do push up? You know he's saying.
Y'all are crazy.
But then, look, and then he wanted to be like, because I told him one day, I was like, what you doing? He said, I'm trying to get the beach body. I mean, he's muscular and everything, but he's saying, like, I told him, I said, boy, you got the beach body, all right.
I feel like it's more, people expect men to be stank and dirty most of the time because they work hard and they're always working and whatever. So they expect.
But 9 o'clock in the morning,
more,
now come on now.
What I'm
no
saying,
man.
They expect them more than they expect a woman. I mean, my thing is, your stuff smell like something crawled up in you and died.
Wait a minute, hey, how you know all your stuff? Now y'all.
That's how bad.
Yeah, look at smell on the outside.
Girl,
she doesn't need a douche.
Girl,
y'all know what y'all need to do.
Go buy her a douche for a present.
No, y'all need to jump her in the back room and just scrub her down. That's what y'all need to do.
Girl, and then y'all want to hear something. Y'all want to hear something
throw
funny?
Throw a bag over here and beat her down and just drag her on in there.
Y'all want to hear something funny? So we standing there, you know, whatever, and this commercial comes on. On the radio, the commercial
was
like,
"You are skirt."
So the commercial says, "A woman who has discharge or odor, you know, it was like a OBGYN commercial, and they were saying that they were doing new tests for a certain drug, and that it was free." Girl, I looked over at her like, "Girl, I hope you're gonna call me number."
But you know the proper way to do that, though.
What?
Tell your manager to go tell her. Because she can't be around the customer like that.
Please. Because my manager knows.
No.
Everybody
but
knows.
It's their job because the customer come in there and start complaining. See, I need to come there and go to your store.
I already had one. I had a lady, she walked up to me, she said, "Girl, she knows she's stank." You know what?
Oh, my God.
See, I need it. Where's your store? I need to come there.
I said, I'm stepping off.
I'm coming up there. Because I'd be like, "Excuse me, ma'am, can I speak to you for a minute?"
I just feel bad. I feel bad, but at the same time, I'm like, I shouldn't have to endure. I hope she ain't listening to your show. I hope not either, because she sure ain't going to like me no more, honey. She is not going to be my friend, honey. Lord.
Somebody need to tell her, but really the manager is supposed to, like, if someone have a hygiene problem, you know, they're supposed to go to them
and say, it's already told, girl. she already told her girl.
Well, maybe she don't believe
then
that.
She had a nerve. Okay, so then she tried to kind of clean it up a little bit, but she still smelled like stale doo doo. Like I couldn't.
Damn. You never know. What's the butt properly?
I couldn't.
She wiping from the back to the front and bringing the girl.
Okay, you know what? We're gonna take a break. because it's getting too carried away in here.
Okay.
It's getting too carried away. We're gonna jump into some music from the artist Marcus Raines called Drive of Life. We're going to get into that. When we come back, we have Marcus on the line. So, y'all stay tuned. Stay right there. Don't go nowhere because we still talking about stank people. Be right back.
I'm hitting 70 on the highway. Got way too much in my mind, man. So I'm riding in my Kia looking at my phone. On the highway driving far away from home. Too many problems there, wishing for a getaway. Scrolling in my mental calendar for a better day. Asking these questions while my foot is on the gas pedal. Praying to God that I won't have to use this metal on myself with the target currently in my mind. But being to stop, why should know that I don't have that time. So I drive away, just to drive away. All of these demons and maniacs standing in my way. On my knees I pray, bringing up good times of energy I had like the day was the 30th of May. But anyways, these thoughts are spoken out loud. Hoping one day that I can make this microphone proud. If two is a party and three is a crowd, by all means I'll vacate somewhere in the clouds. I'm gone. I'm doing good on the grind like I should. You can't define my mind, I'm misunderstood. The breeze from these trees puts them out at ease. Cause at these fees, I can lose my fucking car keys. I swear, G, from every downtown to main city. Dudes are gritty like a kitty, but at least the girls are pretty. Few shots, I think I had to wash my mind clear. Cause I do swear that a violent action may be near. But I see it clear, keep my head focused on the game. Nothing's ever the same, I don't do this for the fame. I'm insane, MOA, what the fuck should I do? To get my words to stick, not go through. Lately the pain gets worse and my memories bleed. But it's only when I put my foot to the pedal that I'm freed. You can't match with destiny, but you can guide it. Make this life your bitch and hop on and ride it. Someone to talk to, scream at me. I'm losing patience, I'm in need of some answers. I'm sick and tired of waiting. These thoughts are steady, invading, raiding my brain, aching my chain, blasting my battleship like life is a game. Feeling insane at the moment, but I need someone to vent to. Mad love to Cali, homie, I feel that you've been through the same thing, at the same level. Sometimes I feel we both face the same problems from the same devil. That's when you rebel, send them back to hell. Break that damn spell that's making you not well. All it takes is one fight to change your destiny. Believe me, go ahead and try, you will try. Truly see, I feel like I'm above the influence and can't lose. Quitters quit, it's a decision they choose. So calm down, quiet, sit back and relax. Let's start a riot and destroy these fucking tracks.
Word up, man. You know what I'm saying? As I'm speeding down this highway, I feel my mind getting a little clearer now down there.
Da 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 All right, you guys, what's up, what's up? We are back, we are back. You are tuned in to Tell All Radio. This is your girl, Princess Jasmine, and I have my boy, Marcus Rains, with me. What's up?
What's good, what's good? How you doing?
I'm good, I'm good. You all live? I got to get live, too. Hey.
I have to. I'm on this show now, so I know.
Like, tell them how great my show is. Like, just go ahead. 5 seconds. Just say how great my show is.
You know what? I can't even put the words. I'm just speechless. It's off the chain. It's completely off the chain.
Absolutely.
That was hard.
Absolutely. So tell everybody where you are from.
I am from Richmond, Virginia. Born
Richmond,
and raised.
Virginia. Oh my goodness.
804 to
I know a lot
down.
Of crazy people from there. I know a lot of crazy people from there.
Well, you know what? I do too. But you know what? I guess you can say I kind of have that side. Granted, I did like grow up there, and you know, I have a lot of friends who are kind of crazy. But you know, hey, it's my city, it's my state. I still love it regardless. So I mean, hey,
yeah,
what
absolutely,
can you do?
Absolutely. So Marcus Rains, is that the name that you use as your stage name, or do you have another name?
My actual stage name is MOA, which stands for Man of Action. That's actually my second actual like stage name that I have. My first name I actually had was Mr. Ambition, but I like the label that I'm with, which is Blackout. Like my label mate was saying, like, I need to like change my name because like the people that they were doing music with and everything like that, they sort of kind of have like that same name as well. So I sort of kind of had to change it to MOA. So yep, that
okay.
is. My
well, I
friend.
Definitely like MOA better anyway. Definitely
you.
Interesting.
Yep.
Definitely interesting. So how would you describe your music?
It's diverse. Specifically if you listen to like my last two recent mixtapes that I've done the past 2 years, both of which I dropped on my B-Day, October 23rd and 10th. I have like a lot of different type of tracks. Like I have like a few songs that are party songs. Then I have a few songs that, you know, I just like just pretty much like just live and just like discuss what I'm feeling, and then I have some like I have a lot some songs that like are like really encouraging, like you know like you know like let's all stand together type of songs, you know what I'm saying? So I mean, I have like a really broad mind when it comes to music. 9 times out of 10, I am doing what I feel as far as like what type of music I put out. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That's good. You know, you said like 30 billion times just now.
You know what? I think that's a Richmond thing. I think that's a Virginia thing. Like, I really think that is a Virginia thing. Like,
I think so, too, because I can vouch for that. I can definitely.
I'm sorry. I try to eliminate
it. You're fine, but it was funny to me, so I had to put you on the spot. I had to do it. So what made you realize that you wanted to pursue your music?
Let me see. Well, growing up, like I've like when like you know listening to the radio and everything like that, I would listen to Timbo, like Timbaland, and you know, like a whole bunch of songs in the 90s and everything like that. And I would like try to like sort of kind of put together like the distinct sounds and sort of kind of like make those types of beats in my head and everything like that. So, like growing up, I've always had like beats in my head, but I never knew like the process that went into actually putting together these beats and everything like that until I found like a program online and everything like that, Fruity Loops. And I And there have been, like, numerous nights where I would stay until, like, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning just playing around on Fruity Loops. And so, like, I've been getting better and everything like that. So, like, probably, like, I 5 years ago, like, I just, like, on the 1st of January, I just decided I was just like, hey, let me, you know, just solidify this as, like, the start of my music career. And, you know, ever since then, I just, like, really been, like, just, like, grinding, like, really hard, just getting better in my beats, getting better in my rhymes. And even like, at least, especially this year, just, like, getting better in, like, my, you know, promoting of myself and everything like that. So, yeah.
Okay. So what are your songs mostly about? Are they about life experiences, or are they just about things that you dream about or things that you see other people going through?
You know what? I mean, as far as what you mentioned, I would definitely say both. I have went through some life experience that definitely made me, like, really hit the pen and pad, like super hard. And then there have been things where, you know, like, I've just, like, dreamed about it. Of course, like, you know, like, I'll write songs about, like, you know, where I want to be or, like, the type of goals that I have for myself. And, you know, I mean, pretty much it's just whatever comes to mind and what I'm feeling at the moment. So, yeah.
Okay. So, besides being on my show, what do you think your biggest opportunity has been? Hint, hint. I'm just throwing that out there a little bit.
Hey, I mean, you've already eliminated one of the choices, so I gotta dig deeper and find another one. I guess being with the label that I'm with right now, because I'm at, like the main guy that I'm under, like, he's really, really coming up, and I'm, like, you know, I've been friends with him since high school, so, I mean, the fact that we still have that connection and, you know, we're still doing music, I mean, that's just a blessing in itself, so, I mean, pretty much the fact that I'm, you know, still with that label and we're pretty much getting bigger and better, so.
Okay, so with you being with the label, how much creative control do you have over your own music, or do they give you complete control over everything?
100%, and that is the reason why I love being with these guys, because, I mean, and I just released this mixtape, Rocky Stories, which, I mean, and, like, so far, I've pretty much had 100%. Creative control as far as, like, who I want on it, type of beats I want, like, the direction I wanted to go in. I mean, you know, I haven't had a manager or anybody, like, oversee, like, what I do as far as, like, the, like, what I put into my music just yet. I'm not saying that I'm not, you know, down for that process. Matter of fact, to put this out there, I think, like, my next mixtape, my label mate, I'm going to put out there, Luck Dollar, that's like the main CEO. He's pretty much going to oversee me as, like, I make, like, my very first mixtape for the label. Like, I've done 2 mixtapes, like, that I'll by myself, just, like, sort of kind of get my name out. But this one's going to be, like, strictly for the label. So hopefully I'll have that same type of control. Is that, but yeah, so far I'll say 100%.
Okay. That's what's up. That's, as an artist, we definitely want that complete creative control.
Absolutely.
Also, as an artist, you know, me being an artist myself, I know how hard it is to get yourself out there and go back and forth from the studio to the work, school, to, you know, everything, anything that you're doing, it's hard to balance that. So, how do you balance your artistry from your personal life?
I mean, I just do. I mean, take for instance this week. Like, I had an interview with the show at, let's see, 8 Eastern time. I'll go with that, 8 Eastern time. And I didn't get off work till like, say, several minutes from then. So it was just a matter of just getting home, getting straight, and just calling in. And, you know, there have been times where, you know, work would, you know, get, like, I'll be off work, and then I'll just have all this time, you know, just get ready. And then there'll be times where, I mean, you know, I'm
right.
rushing to get home and just straight. But, I mean, you know, it's, as at this point, it's something that I have to do until things get better for me as far as the musical aspect. But, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Nothing to complain about, you know. It's blessings, if you ask me.
So as far as the music industry right now, like, it's really jacked up. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it is.
It's crazy. So if you had to change, if you had an opportunity to change something about the music industry, what would it be?
Give the artists, like, a lot more control as far as what they want to say and what they want to do in their music. Like, because, I mean, you think about it, 9 times out of 10, an artist gets signed for their original stuff, and then all of a sudden you bring them in the industry, and then maybe like 5 years later, they're like a whole totally different person, you know what I'm saying, as far as what they used to, you know, put out and stuff like that. Or, like the music industry would just, like, change them, and, like, just something just way, way different from what they came into. So, I mean, me, I would, like, really stress, creative control, as you know what you sort of kind of said earlier. But yeah, I definitely would stress that a lot.
Also, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there who are trying to get in the industry, a lot of young people anyway,
right,
who are trying to get in there and to get heard and get seen. What advice, as an artist yourself, trying to get in there, trying to get things done, what advice would you tell them to keep them motivated or keep them on the right path?
Just be persistent. And I said this yesterday, like, it's not about the 1,000 no's that you get. It's about that one yes. And you just got to be, you know, really persistent until you get that one yes. Because, I mean, the 1,000 no's can really be discouraging. But it's all about that one yes. So, if anything, just be persistent.
Also, another question I have for you is, what has been one of your strong influences?
Now, are you talking in general or music-wise?
Music-wise and music.
Music-wise, definitely Kanye West. Well, I mean, Kanye West, like the old school Kanye West, like College Dropout, Late Registration Kanye West. Let me see. Busta Rhymes. Now that I'm, like, listening, I've when I was growing up, I didn't, like, really listen to too much Jay-Z because, I mean, like, in a sense, I kind of wasn't allowed to. But I meant, like, once I found out about him and, you know, like his original style, I definitely started listening to him. What else? Now, as far as the new school today, definitely love J. Cole. Just bought that Kendrick Lamar album, so I'm definitely bumping him.
Kendrick Lamar is crazy.
Yes, absolutely. Who else? Actually, I'm honestly just bumping a lot of people who I work with because the people who I work with are just, like, freaking amazing. Like, there's, like, a buttload of people I work with from Toronto, Canada, who are just awesome. Like, their music, their music speaks to me. Like the music that they make, it's, like, what I would, but they thought of it first. So I'm just like, yeah, I'm nine times out of ten, I'm just bumping them. So
that's what's up. So that was pretty much kind of a little bit what I was gonna ask. My next question is, what is your favorite type of music, and is it different from what you actually do?
Huh. So you said favorite type of music different from what I would do.
Is correct? It different? Or do you listen to the type of music that you need?
Let me see. My favorite type of music, well, I want to say 90s, like the 90s type of hip-hop, both like early and late, because of course there's a major difference. Like early 90s, you got, you know, your Public Enemy number one, KRS-One, Far Side, you know, just those old, like that old school type of feel. And then you got like your new, like your late 90s, which is like DMX, Busta Rhymes, even Bubba Sparks. I mean, I know people, like a whole bunch of people slept on Bubba Sparks. Like, but yeah, I was definitely a Bubba Sparks fan. Don't judge me.
I'm judging you because that is crazy. That's funny. That is funny. I haven't heard that name in a long time. Wow. Okay, we're going to move past that question. Leaving it. We're leaving it.
Wow, you don't like Bubba Sparks?
I'm not going to say I don't like him, but he was just kind of like...
country?
In and out. He was in and out. So it was like, you know... Like, I don't even remember anything he's done. That's how serious it is. Stop it.
Yeah,
we're going to move on to the next. I'm pretty sure you've done live performances.
Yes, I have.
Correct? Absolutely. So, so what is, like, rate your live performance ability? Do you feel like you perform better live, or do you do your best work in the studio?
Well, to be honest with you, I haven't had too many live performances, but I have had some that were, like, pretty good. I would say my best work is in the studio so far. I do feel that I have... the potential to really bring the energy when I perform on stage, as an artist. Because I mean, honestly, I mean, and I tell this to everyone. I mean, I am a producer first, an artist second. But every now and then, I switch the roles. So, when I would say I would rate it about a 7.
A 7. Yeah.
7 out of 10.
I'm going to give you an 8.
Okay.
Because I have faith in you.
Okay. I like that. That's encouraging. It just makes me want to go get a show this weekend. Yes.
Exactly. Well, if you had to change one thing about your music, what do you think you would want to change that would benefit you overall? And why would you change it?
My starting point. From college to high school, because if I found that program in high school, I feel my music career would have been a whole lot different. Of course, that would have been a whole different timeline as far as, like, the events that did go on, like, in my life and has influenced my music career at this point. But, I mean, I guess I can say the starting point. Simply because, I mean, you know, it's what I love to do. Of course, in college, I was in college to become a math major, and when I found music, and you know, like my ability and you know my talent, I was also like you know sort of kind of struggling on whether or not I wanted to continue with math or not. So as my music abilities grew, like my interest in math sort of kind of declined, you know, a little bit, but you know, I mean.
No, gotta have a backup. Everybody.
What'd you say?
I said everybody needs to have a backup plan.
You're right. That's
better to kind of just focus on your math, and then I mean, you could do your music and your math if you.
and just time wisely. You should be able to do that. But I would definitely focus on, especially as far as the industry is right now, it's so hard and corrupt and crazy. It's kind of like you're better off being independent.
That is true.
Oh, definitely education.
Absolutely. Okay, don't get me wrong. I'm not putting down education at all.
I know you're not. But we definitely have to say education to the young people that are listening, because they'll be like, oh, well, I'm going to drop out of school and just do my music. No, you need an education.
Absolutely, yes.
Stay in school.
Stay in school.
Where would you like to see yourself within the next 5 years as an artist? I know I'm throwing those crazy questions at you because I'm trying to
think something. Oh, you're fine. You're fine.
You know.
I want to say on tour, like with like really big name artists, like just going around performing, you know, because I mean, I love to travel. Sadly, I don't do it enough. So, I mean, yeah, just going around to different cities and just performing my music. Yeah, I definitely would see myself doing that in 5 years.
Okay. Well, my last question for you before we go to a break is, if you could perform with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why? Anybody?
J. Cole, simply because, like, his song Premeditated Murder, just, it's definitely my inspiration for doing music. Like, there's this one line in which he says, in 1 year, your whole life can change and everything like that, and, you know, I strongly believe that. Like, I've been, like, every year that I grind, something different and something crazy happens, in which is like it just makes my music, you know, that much better. So yeah, definitely J. Cole.
Alright, I definitely love J. Cole. I'm a big fan. Big fan of J. Cole. He's definitely a very amazing artist.
Absolutely.
Definitely. So we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to let you do the fill in the blanks. Is that cool?
Right.
You good? All right, we're going to jump into MOA's song called Cold Feet. We're going to jump into that, and then when we come back, we're going to let him fill in the blanks. So people, don't go nowhere. We're happy. Fun. We're talking. We're listening to great, amazing music by MOA. Like, stop playing and just stay on the line. We'll be back.
I'm sitting here thinking, what if I never set sail on this journey called life, and I fear that I failed? I would never know the joys of success, and I would be friends with folks who could really care less. Of course I'll get rest, but never know worth. I'll feel less stress and never any hurt, unless it's the pain that I know I can do better. You know your limitations, God made you that clever. Whether you think you are stronger than you look. They say that you shouldn't judge the cover of the book, so you could be Curious George and act like Moby Dick. Talk about a weird kiss of unfair judgment, more like unclear rubbish. Kinda crazy in this world, who we think are hard workers, they are really so sluggish. I'm struggling to survive, avoiding possible mothers, praying to God for protection, so my legs come nothing. As soon as I step up on that stage, I'm in my life of blood, you just turn the next page. But before the stage, there was a way today. When I made it to my music, making love with what I say. You enjoy my words that you hear each day, cause I'm married to my music, there is love in what I play. For better or worse, I'm in the game today. Yeah, I'm married to my music, so you love what I say. It's a commitment that I make, no pills to take. In this matrix of a business, there is no wedding cake. So my honeymoon turns out as my first test, the steady road to prove that my love's the best. Although it's a game, I see it as a track meet, where the one in the mirror is who I have to be. good in my pace, so I'm always in the standings. Taking me to my coach, the man making demand is telling me I should run this way and that way. Sadly changing myself just to get some airplay. On the radio, it's for the reason now you're making this a freak show. Watching for the freak show, but it's that moment before the ring. This place on my finger that I anticipate. When I see my eyes due to this engagement, and I shock the whole world in amazement. That's when I take that step up on that stage. And make my life a book, you are turning the next page. But before the stage, there is that wedding day. When I marry to my music and make love with what I say. Hope you are enjoying the words you hear today. Getting married to my music, there is love with what I say. For better or worse, her name is in the day. Just got married to my music because she loves what I say.
All right, you guys, we are back. We are back. You are now listening to Tell All Radio, as always, and we are here with Marcus Rains, a.k.a. M.O.A.
Sorry, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So what we're going to do is we're going to do the fill in the blanks.
All right,
and I always stump people when I do this. I just want you to be ready. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
You excited?
I am. I'm very excited.
The answers are just going to come out, right? They're just going to...
We'll see.
Wow. The first fill in the blank is, without music, I would be...
Blank.
You would be blank?
Yes.
Okay. That's different. Music is...
Soothing.
I like that one. My music makes me feel
alive.
I write my songs because
it makes me feel like who I was born to be.
People should support my music because
I can relate.
Good answer. Good answer. Okay. You have won nothing.
Woo-hoo. Wow. I'm glad you got the applause to go with it, too. Normally,
all right, so, I know, but, you know, we're not doing that over here. We don't do that on Tell All Radio. We don't get nothing. We don't give you nothing. Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
So go ahead and shout out your Twitter, your Facebook, all of that good stuff so people can be able to get in contact with you. And if they want to get your mixtape, where would I go to get it? Because I'm trying to get it. You
okay.
Know what I mean?
All right. Well, check it out. On Facebook, simply just follow me at, just look up Marcus Rains, MarkusRaines. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, that's at blackout_MOA, that's BLACKOUT_MOA. And if you guys want to get my most recent mixtape, I just dropped it yesterday. It's called Rocky Stories. Make sure you guys head over to datpiff.com and just basically look up Rocky Stories. You know what I'm saying? It should be there. If not, hit me up on Twitter, and I definitely will shoot you a link. And I believe that is about it.
That's it? Dang.
You know, I
went
pretty
through
much,
that time
I,
so quickly, you know.
I definitely
had a good time.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I did, too. I was just saying I kind of go hard on both of those sites. So, I mean, yeah. I'm sorry I don't have a Tumblr or, you know, an Instagram or anything like that. But, yeah, I kind of go
hard
on
those.
Yeah,
you need to step your game up. Step your game up. You need an Instagram. Step your game up. I'm just saying.
I'll slowly.
I'm gonna need you to do better. Do better. But thank you so much for coming on. I truly appreciate you. And, of course, I'm going to be rocking your music.
Absolutely.
Because I like
thank
it. And it's the shiznit. And it's dope. And because
thank
I can. You know what I mean?
Of course. I love the reasons. I love the reasons.
Exactly. Absolutely. So thank you again for coming on the show. I truly appreciate it. And maybe we can get you back on when you drop another mixtape, or if you just want to shoot me some new music, you know what I mean?
Good.
Just hit me up.
Yes, ma'am. I definitely will. Thank you.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, that was Marcus Rains, a.k.a. M.O.A. Y'all better stop sleeping on him because he's definitely dope. Definitely dope. But right now we're going to get into some music, and we're going to get into the DJ Prince mix. Don't go nowhere. Stay right there. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some more things. It's open discussion night. So if you want to talk about anything interesting, or if you want to talk about your day or your week, or if somebody made you mad, definitely hit us up at 646-478-3599. Holla at your girl. Here we go.
Serving these streets mixtape.
Let's slow down real quick. Shout out to my strippers. All my freaks. Just call on that pole.
Government,
baby. In the building.
Yeah.
DJ Front. Yeah.
Blame my head and not my heart. Yeah, not seeing you is all my fault. You gotta listen though, it's absolutely no excuses. I make you wanna throw them deuces. Come closer to me, let me make it up to you. Yeah, sucking on that pussy, make it good to you.
All right, really. As we are back. And of course, I got my co-host joining me again. What up, y'all? Y'all chilling? Y'all good? Everybody
no,
good?
Man. No, man. We still trying to figure out about this girl, man.
Oh, my oh, gosh. Man. Cut it out. I'm not about to do this. No, we're not going
to
do this.
I need you to do this.
We're not going to do this. No.
See, that's your purpose in life. Mm-hmm. This is your purpose. This is why you was put here.
Whatever. We are not going to do this. Not tonight. Not this show. We're going to let that go.
Tell her to call
her. I'm not going to call her.
Mother, you do call her and put her on the radio so we can tell her.
Go
ahead. I know she gave you her
number. I don't even got her number.
She's your friend. She's your friend. Don't lie.
That's how serious it is. I don't even have her
You're
number.
Her only friend at work, so that's, she gave you her number to call. So call her on
but
three-way.
My thing is, that's just my thing. You know you smell yourself. You know you smell that. That's my thing. It's
denial.
Just like, you can't smell that. I can smell it. Oh, my gosh. You
denial.
Go to the bathroom. Girl, let me tell y'all. So... I was working with her. She went to the bathroom. I had to use the bathroom so bad. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I want to go after her. But I was like, shoot, I got to go. So I go to the bathroom. I walk in the door. I almost threw up. No lie. And it wasn't even like a boo-boo smell. It wasn't a boo-boo smell. It was like you had just got to the
cabin. You know what she said. You know what she said on the... See, that's
yeah.
why when you go in the bathroom, you need to put, like, 37 sheets of toilet
no,
paper
No, let me
on
tell you what I did. I got some Clorox. We had Clorox. We had Pine Sol. We had all kinds of stuff in the bathroom. When I tell you, I got me a glove, and I had to clean before I used the bathroom and put some sheets on it. I said, this is sad.
I would have just peed in the closet. I would have peed in the box.
I was like, now this is sad. I have to do this.
I'm down
on one knee. I'm scrubbing the toilet. Like, I'm at the house.
Hey, you should have just put your booty over the sink. Yeah.
You know what? I would not do that. Look, I can't even remember. The sink almost tall. I need hell. I can't get up there.
Should have stepped on the toilet. It ain't gonna kill you.
I said, this is about some BS. I have to deal with this on a daily basis. I do not like it. So did anybody see the debate the other night? Y'all saw the debate?
You know what? They hating on Obama so bad. Now,
really?
Do you see they got Donald Trump from out here give a charity $5 million if Obama showed his passport and his college tuition thing. So, I mean, that's crazy. Why are you so worried?
That's
about
some easy money, though.
But I'm saying,
I would have been like,
all right. No, he's giving it to charity. He's not going to give it to
Obama.
Yeah,
I know. I would have been like, all right, give it to charity. I would have showed it right to him. And he would have gave me my money.
But don't dumbass realize, in order for you to be the president,
exactly.
you have to be a citizen. And they're not going to let you be a non-citizen and be president of the United States. They're not gonna do that.
I think they just be doing stupid stuff. Like, I just can't. I look at the debates and I just can't. I
can't, because first of all, Romney he just looks slimy. He like that guy off of
he's shiesty. He a big thing. You gotta realize any business person is a crook.
I don't believe that. But I do believe some business people.
You had, in order for you to be a successful business person, you have to be undone something crooked. I'm telling you, you done put somebody out of business.
True.
You done did something. You done stepped on some toes to get where you was at. Ain't nobody gonna get that clean. A bullshit. Name one
true.
That hasn't.
I don't know.
Name a successful business person that haven't stepped on nobody's toes to get.
I have no idea because I don't know what they do. I don't know how they get
That's
to it.
What
so
I'm
I can't name anybody, but I can't say that they are crooked either because I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
personally.
I'm sure they had to step on somebody's toes. You don't think, okay, for instance, you don't think Jay-Z stepped on nobody's toes to get where he at? You don't think Beyonce?
I don't know. I don't know him.
Cool.
I don't know
you
her.
You got to know him.
Now, if I was at their house
business. If you know business.
I don't know, but I don't know. I definitely
like
think that people make, business people make sacrifices. Sometimes.
Yeah, that's right.
Like
they'll tell you, they'll sacrifice your ass to promote their business better. That's stepping on somebody's toes.
I don't think everybody does that though.
I do. There's no way around it. Because you have to. That's just like, okay, if, just say for instance with Oprah, they'll tell her, okay, in order for you to do this, you have to do this. And in order for you to grow in business, you're going to have to shut down or you're going to have to buy somebody else, and everybody ain't going to keep their job. Somebody going to get stepped on.
I don't know. I'm not big on business because I definitely think that some businesses are definitely, like, in for themselves. They don't care about anybody else. They're just all about making the money, which is how I feel about Mitt Romney. I just feel like he's all about money.
He's a businessman, and he's gonna to him it's just business. It's not. He don't give a damn about the people.
No,
but
he
get in there. That's just like when Bush got in there. Bush and them was just about business. If it didn't benefit them, they didn't give a shit. Like,
but it didn't benefit
Iraq.
Anybody because
yes, it
we
did.
Are in debt
Believe
now.
Me, it benefited Bush and them because you got to realize Bush family been in oil all their life. And right now, you don't think United States control the oil over there? You a fool.
Why I gotta be a fool? Dang.
No, I just saying, if people don't think the United States control that oil now, they're a fool. Our oil prices ain't got to go that high. You think we went over there and wasted all that money and killed up all them people for nothing? Come on, now.
I don't know. I just can't take them seriously. And it's crazy because how you gonna, this is my thing, and this is how I view it, because I'm like, people, his wife came out and said she think he has mental problems. Your wife, somebody that you been with, that you been married to, came out and said you have mental problems.
I say that all the time. I tell my wife she bipolar all the time.
I'm saying, like, but when you running for presidency, that's something that you don't want your wife to go tell America. You know what I mean? Because then they really not going to vote for your ass. Cause you.
But what was they were saying? They were saying something about they apologized to Obama about something. I didn't catch it. I was trying to catch it.
I'm not sure. I ain't never heard them say they apologized about nothing.
Nah, they
I don't know.
They were saying something like early this morning, and it was like Romney apologized, him and somebody else apologized to Obama for something, and I was like, yeah, whatever.
I mean, I just feel like even if they did apologize, it means nothing.
No, because
they weren't sincere.
But you got to look at it, and it don't matter because the president, he's just a figurehead anyway. He don't control nothing. He can't run nothing or nothing.
But you
people
know what? The crazy
that.
Thing is that yeah, Obama doesn't run anything.
Mm-hmm.
Of course not. But I feel like if Mitt Romney is elected president, he is going to be able to do a lot more than President Obama was able to do. And that's
yeah,
only because I feel like he has his little
wife.
People in, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But the thing
I'm
is,
nervous.
the people got to go with you. Like, okay, for instance, Congress. If Congress don't go with you, then you ain't going to be able to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Now Congress
I
gonna be like, okay, the president gonna make this law. They gonna be like, fuck that. We ain't gonna let it go through. All he can do is veto it. They can wait till he go on break and pass the law. Then what he gonna do? That's how they got. Signed in the Federal Reserve. They waited till half of the Congress was on vacation, going to Christmas vacation. And I think about six of them voted it in. And by the time they came back, it was passed. That's how they ended up.
This is what makes me nervous. Because our country is so trifling. Like, just trifling. I just don't get it.
Why do you think China don't trust us? Japan don't trust us? No country trusts the United States.
That's crazy to me. That's crazy. They were talking about how Obama was being mean to Mitt Romney the last little debate they had, which I didn't get to watch because somebody didn't tell me, but I'm not going to call him about Derek.
Yeah.
If he's listening, I'm not going to call nobody's name out because he didn't tell me that the debate was on. Anyway, yeah, I missed that one. But they were saying that he was picking on Mitt Romney, and I'm just like, this guy came out full force, throwing low blows at the president,
yeah.
Talking disrespectful to the president, just being, talking out the side of his neck, basically. And now that the president is like, yo, you're not going to talk to me like that? Oh,
yeah,
now he's a victim. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
See, they didn't like the fact that Obama was getting the best of them, pulling all that dirt out of the club.
Yep. And it was kind of like, it was just stuff. It was it's so easy to pretty much put Mitt Romney on a plate and eat him because, which that's a horrible metaphor. But anyway.
Yeah, but
anyway, like, because he lied so much. So
yeah,
it's like, you can go back and say, well, you said this. You know what I mean? Exactly. You lie so much. Everybody hears everything that you're saying.
Yeah,
and
but
then you want to come back and say, oh, I'm for everything he's for. You just said yesterday
you didn't want that. But you know what? They're not going to let him become president because of something about his taxes. Anything like that, they're not going to fuck with you. Watch. Romney is not going to be president. Watch what I tell you.
I hope not. But my
They doing this right now. They doing it and to see how everybody go. But watch, Obama going to get it again. Watch what I tell you.
I'm pretty sure Obama is going to get it. But my thing is, all these things that they're doing to try to make it a close race is what's irritating me. Like, all these new laws about registration and when you go to the voting polls, how you should vote.
See, you know why? That's the only way.
Throwing away voters' registrations. Like,
that's the only way they can stop black people. They having it at times. They know black people be
exactly.
at work. Yeah.
Or they know,
all of
okay,
it.
This majority of people is not going to be able to come, so we're going to have it here. It's just kind of like,
things about
crazy.
It, but people don't realize it's certain states, like if regardless of any other state, if certain states like California, Florida, Texas, them states like that, them electoral states, if they don't win them, they not going to win presidency anyway.
Yeah. So my thing is, the people are so crooked that they could make it seem like they want it.
Yeah,
anyway.
Like Bush did. You see how Bush did in Florida. Bush wasn't supposed to win in Florida. He just took that motherfucker because his brother was a governor down there.
And my thing is that my worry is it's not about this election because I'm pretty sure President Obama is going to take it. But what happens when his 4 years are up again?
Yeah, he can't
I'm
be
nervous.
President no more.
Exactly. I'm nervous. It's like,
oh, they'll have some. Whatever happened to Mitt Romney's running partner? You don't hear too much about him no more.
Ryan?
Yeah, remember he was.
He shut the hell up after all the
yeah.
drinking he was going.
Yeah, but then you see when he first came out, it was all blasted on the news and all this. All of a sudden now, it's like he likes Biden. You don't hear nothing about Biden no more.
Biden shut that ass down.
He told Romney he was on his own.
Exactly, like, man, you flip flopping too much. And they ain't gonna vote, but you on your own.
But Biden the one everybody need to watch. Because
Biden
even though.
Off the chain.
Yeah, he in office chilling. He like Clinton. He chilling. He like, fuck that shit. But don't
had,
let it fool you now. That motherfucker's smart as hell now.
He had me during that debate.
Biden's smart as hell.
I was laughing. I was like, damn. And he was getting thirsty as hell. Just drinking. He just didn't know what to say. I'm like, Lord.
Yeah, but everybody slept on Biden. See, Biden, they don't realize that man right there is smart as shit. And he'll sit back and let them do all of that. But see, you don't hear about no dirt on Biden, do you? You don't hear no dirt on him, do you?
No, I haven't heard anything bad about him besides
yeah,
the fact that they
not.
Said that he was being mean to Ryan.
Yeah, see, you're not. But the thing is, he put Ryan in his place where he had to sit
exactly.
down.
Exactly. Exactly.
But see, like they say, you know, that's the white man's scariest fear, the educated black man. And see, Obama scared the ass.
I'm excited about the election, but I'm definitely worried about how people are. I mean, I know that, like I said, President Obama is probably going to win it, but the way people are thinking is just crazy.
Hey, is Miss Delicious sleep?
I know, we haven't heard from her.
Right? I don't know, you know what?
Miss Delicious is right here.
Because you ain't say nothing. And honey, I was about to get you.
I'm
sleep. You were sleeping. You know what? Keep on playing with me. Told you guys, another open discussion topic. I got an A on my test, my last test I had.
Oh,
you ain't in that school. How you gonna get a test?
You better shut up. I am in school. Thank you very much.
Somebody claimed that they were studying. Oh, let me tell y'all about the wedding. The wedding was absolutely fabulous.
It was absolutely fabulous.
Even the reception and the after party night. Wow.
OMG. OMG. Let me tell y'all about these groomsmen at this wedding. They decide they want to go out and party. They left the women at the house, even though we said, we're going to go together. Everybody's going to go together. They left us at the house. Then they didn't even change their clothes. They still had on their tuxedos because they was fly. Okay. We met up with them. We tried to call them. Everybody calls each other like, what y'all doing? Where y'all at? Lying. We thinking of all kinds of stories. Oh, we over here? Oh.
We was riding around.
Whatever. Whatever.
We was riding around kind of fast.
Then we get with them. They talk, yeah, we got in a fight. I said, how y'all fight in white tuxedos at that? Really? What are y'all doing? What is going on? For real? Y'all fighting?
Yeah.
Then I was about to fight two more times. My uncle done tore his whole bottom sole off his shoe fighting.
Lord.
We were still chilling, though.
Then they was friends, honey. Everybody wanted to be their friend at the club. Come on, we with him. It's like, no, not. I was like, Lord. I said, only y'all will walk around in white tuxedos until 6 o'clock in the morning. Only y'all.
Man, so
only.
We in a club, and a girl walk out, who got married? No, first she walked up like she was about to straighten somebody. So we all looking at her like, who is this? Who got
exactly.
married? Who got married? We getting ready to leave the club. Where the groomsmen at?
She was trying to get honey. She was trying to get some honey. I said, Lord. I said, these men, I can't.
Come out. Come out. She was by the door. You talking about? You better move or something. You said,
girl, I don't know, but them things in that club look a lot.
I don't remember. All I remember is when we got home. I don't even know how we got home.
Dang.
All we kept yelling was, Uncle Mickey, get in the car. Get in the car.
No, what you said?
I said, it was that Amsterdam, y'all.
It wasn't me. It was the Amsterdam. Blame it on the Amsterdam.
Nobody told y'all to take 10 billion shots before y'all even left the house.
No, everybody got their own big boy bottle. Not no little bottle.
What?
Yeah, we had our big boy bottles. We were taking it to the head. No chase.
M.G. I was tired as hell. I can't mess with y'all. I have a bad time.
I know that's right.
Getting old.
Everybody laughing because, hey, Jerome was the drunkest of the drunk.
he told me, y'all got me drinking. I can't drink no damn more, man. Let me get another beer, please.
This is horrible. Ladies, don't take your man out to get nothing to drink. They can't control their liquor.
We was controlling our
whatever.
We drive everywhere.
Buying everybody is not controlling your liquor.
We drive everywhere we went. We didn't get stopped by no police. we only got kicked out of one place, so.
Exactly. Yeah. Then they talking about they didn't go nowhere and they all got wristbands on.
Y'all didn't go nowhere.
Where the wristbands come from?
No, we went to a party and they were giving wristbands. You had to be 21 and up.
Yeah. Tell us anything.
You had to be 21 and up.
Tell us anything. But all in all, it was definitely a great weekend. It's always great when you're hanging out with your family, because even though you might fight, you might yell, you might argue, it's still fun at the end of the day. You're happy to see them.
Yeah, we're going to post the photos on Twitter.
Oh, we not. No, we not.
Beginning.
No, we're not.
Before the hairstyles got done.
Oh,
hey, that
no.
photographer was so crazy. Oh, my goodness. Every picture in the
world. So we have a caller. We have a caller on the line who wants to chime in or talk about something. I don't know what he wants to talk about, but or she. He or she. Well, they don't. They don't want to chime in. Never mind.
Oh, you hung up? Call back.
Oh, well. So, I want to talk about, what do I want to talk about? I want to talk about,
hey,
what do I want to talk about?
I want to talk about these basketball players, man. I was watching the news. This guy, he made $100 million. And now he broke. He don't have ne'er dime.
What did he spend $100 million on?
That's what I'm trying to find out. Only thing they said so far was he brought his mother a $4 million mansion. Okay,
why,
so you
though?
Got $96 million left, and he bought some real estate. But that was it. They didn't.
No. And he brought a lot of $200,000 watch.
Oh, yeah. He brought a whole bunch of Rolexes, and they was like
$200,000.
I was like, what in the hell? You can't
but
eat
what,
no Rolex.
My thing is, you got $100 million. You know what I could do with $100 million? If I had $100 million, I would still be living the same way. I would just be living comfortable. What do you need a mansion for? Is what I don't.
No, he had brought that for his mother.
But what does she need a mansion for? She
but
about
now,
to die
but,
anytime soon.
But now it's been foreclosing.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
and
crazy.
That they try to look. He paid $4 million for it. Now they try to sell it for $1 million.
Wow! Wow!
and you know what? The reason why celebrities spend so much money is because when you have money like that, the government taxes so hard, and so you just hold on to it, they will basically take all of your money. So
no,
they have
not,
to constantly like
that.
They ain't got to spend like he did. Now that's crazy. He like he was about to have a heart attack on air thinking about all the money going. Talking about we'll be okay. He look like he about to cry thinking about it.
Yeah, but that's just like Tyson. You see how Tyson spent all that money he had. Tyson had over $100 million. He was making like $100 million a year. And he was broke. I know Don King stole half of
all that money. And now you don't have nothing to show for it. You spent all
but
that money,
you know,
you don't got nothing.
But you know what a lot of celebrities do before they even get their money? You know it's already spent.
Yeah, they spend it.
Because those people give them so much, like they'll tell them, okay, you can go ahead and get it because I know you're going to make this. So you go out here and you spend $30 million and you only make $10 million, you in trouble.
Exactly. Don't take that advance money. Don't do that. Leave that. Let them have that. You don't take that. Any artist out there, not take no advance money unless it's reasonable. You know you're gonna be able to pay it back.
That's just like
take
I
your
was,
money.
Yeah. That's just like they was talking about Angela Jolie and them. They gonna go and they gonna just rent the whole beach. They kicking the people off the beach, closing down the rest. What type of shit that is? Why you want
to
do that?
Well, because I understand that because people can be crazy when they see it like a celebrity. They do get kind of crazy.
You already got bodyguards. Get your bodyguards and go on to your little thing. You ain't got to shut down the whole damn beach.
Why you saying all that? Like you was at the beach and you had to get off.
The hospital, like nobody else need to have no babies.
Oh yeah, they got sued for that too.
Shut down the hospital.
They should just have. I think they should have like a celebrity hospital.
They do got one.
Shutting down. Like.
But they, yeah, they should. I told them, I said, you know what? I said, they need to be sued because, first of all, the doctors wasn't even supposed to went with that. They were supposed to have been like, no, sir, we can't do that.
This is a hospital, lady.
All right, well, we got a caller that wants to chime in, so I'm going to bring him in real quick. So, radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is James calling from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
What's up, James? How are you?
What's good? What's good? I'm fine. I'm blessed and highly favored. How about yourself?
I'm absolutely blessed and highly favored in the Lord. Amen.
I know that's right.
Hallelujah.
Hey, you know, everybody God.
I am ashamed. I am not ashamed of my God.
I know that's right.
So we're talking about these people, these celebrities who have all this money, and they just spend it on ridiculous stuff. Like, it's crazy. How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, when you're not used to something, then you get something. Then you, you know what I mean? You don't have...
don't know how to act.
You really don't know how to maintain it. Because it's just like, you know, you have money. People with money know how to keep that money. Like, if they grew up with money or whatever. But if you come from the inner city or the hood, you look at these, some of these celebrities that... They get like a record deal and something. One that I look at right now that's in the industry that I can't stand is Waka Flocka. But see, these people, you see, they just give them a bunch of money for what? I mean, this is what our culture has come to. This is what our young people look up to, a Waka Flocka and all that stuff like that. So they don't know how to act. So.
But you know, Waka Flocka is not that bad. The one that's really getting on my nerves right now is that 2 Chainz.
Him too.
That When I Die, bury me up in the strip club.
He can't even say that when he go up to the mic. He don't even say nothing.
Let that stuff be real.
Oh yeah, you talking about their jewelry and all that? Yeah, a lot of them they use it like. The jewelry stores actually let them borrow
it. They lend it
exactly.
To them.
Yeah,
they
because
don't,
they can't they can't afford to pay for it.
Exactly.
Because they did who was that? They did a joke on, I think it was Bow Wow. He was supposed to did a video, and it was on pranks. And they act like he lost the jewelry, and he was about to shit because... He couldn't afford that jewelry.
But my thing is, Bow Wow, you started rapping when you was how old, and now you don't got no money?
No, he got money. It's just that,
he got money.
Yeah, they just...
So, yeah, he definitely, which is sad, that you won't give your baby mama no money for your baby.
No, the one is, what's his name, that young boy, Soulja Boy.
OMG, I hate Soulja Boy.
That's the one you need to talk about. That spent this money on this jet and broke now. You see what I'm saying? What would you need a jet for?
Yeah, I guess he thought he was going to keep making music.
He ain't made nothing. I haven't heard nothing. He's silent. He is silent. I am so glad because all that other, I was just like, he just, him and, like I said, 2 Chainz, Titty Boy. Why would you name yourself that? Titty Boy. And then you got a song called All I Want for My Birthday is a Big Booty Girl.
Yeah.
A big booty girl.
I mean, what's wrong with a big booty girl for your birthday?
I'm not saying nothing wrong with it, but really. And then he's saying when he died, he wants you to bury him in a strip club. Really?
But that's
what are you going to be able to do?
This is what our music industry has got to.
I just can't stand it. I really can't. I really don't like 2 Chainz. I mean, nothing against him or anything, but he's just old as hell. Like, sit down. You're just old. Stop.
No talent. It's not really no talent out there no more.
No.
I don't understand why the record labels even letting them put this music out here. Like, how does that sound good to you?
Because people are buying it. Really? People are buying it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what my thing is, what I feel about the record labels, they feel like they can influence anyone to buy anything. And that's pretty much what it's saying. They can influence you to buy something by some dude named Titty Boy, talking about he want a big booty girl for his birthday.
Because it takes no creativity.
And he like 47.
To come up with that. It takes no creativity to come up with everything in the music business now. Everybody knows that all you need is a hook. If you have a hot hook
and a nice beat.
And then it's catchy, then everybody's gonna ride on it. And so that's what's going on in the music business right now.
Man, because it got so bad. So I think Wayne was like, you know what I'm saying, laying down one day, like, you know, I'm about to challenge this. I'm just about to say
anything.
Pavement in his heart.
Exactly.
I'm about to say bird on the tree. I mean, he was kind of so stupid. It's what I'm like,
but everybody was buying it.
Yeah, but now, they're getting that money, so, you know, big ups to them, you know. And you got starving artists out here trying to make it.
Money. Exactly.
Yeah, word life. They need to get some of the money, then it'll help some of the deficit.
Exactly.
All right.
They ain't going to do that.
They ain't going to do that. You know that. Well, thank you for calling in. We truly appreciate it.
No doubt. Anytime. Y'all be blessed.
All right. You too.
All right.
Yeah, I just can't. These artists nowadays are just ridiculous. Like, they're ridiculous. I can't listen to them. Like, I like all types of music, but I like rap music. I do like it. Don't get me wrong. I can't listen to all of that cursing, but I do like if you're saying something, if you're talking about something. If you're talking about all you want for your birthday is a big booty girl. How can I relate to that? I don't want no big booty for my birthday. I don't want to be buried in the strip club. But you know what? Most women buy this stuff. That's crazy. That most the people who mostly buy this music are the women, and they're talking about us. And we can't relate because we don't want a big booty girl unless you like big booty girls.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I don't know. I really don't know. Oh, I'm listening to that In Vogue. Y'all hear that In Vogue?
Yeah.
Stop playing. Let me turn that up a little bit. The background.
Yeah, the background. Interrupting our... Hey, you interrupting our talk. We don't want to hear that.
Oh, you wasn't saying nothing.
Was too. I feel like
that's what I want to listen to. Artists like In Vogue again. They need to bring all the old artists back.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said back then we could leave. You can at least understand our rap
exactly.
music back then. Now all that mess now.
I don't know what they be talking about.
I want to talk about black businesses and black people need to be supporting black businesses. I don't know what's up with them. but they want to come in there and they see it's a black owner, they start acting like they're so fucked up. Like, yeah, because I don't like it. I'm acting all crazy.
That's why when you do it, you go get you some white people and stick them out.
But you shouldn't have to do that, you know?
It ain't the point of what you
sometimes you have to do what you gotta do.
Sometimes you got to do what you gotta do. What do you think they do with the white business to get y'all black people in there? They put black people in the front of the store. That's just like them hair stores, what they do. They put them black girls out there to draw y'all in.
And then something happened so funny today. A lady rolled up. She was like, how much is it for copies? I said, 10 cents. You drove off like you was about to go get it cheaper somewhere. You drop around for black and white copies. It's 10 cents. Really? You two will roll somewhere. They're going to say, oh, girl, 2 cents. You know? Wow. I thought that was so stupid. Wow. Like, come on, really?
And it's like they are not about to give you that for no less, honey. They gonna be more. They gonna be 25 cents copy.
So I know, right? And a man's like, well, I need color copies. I said, okay, it's 40 cents a copy. 40 cents.
40 cents.
Yeah, 40 cents.
Oh, hell no.
Come on, dude. We gonna get that at.
Like, look, you might as well stand by your own ink cartridge. Get your printer. Do your own print.
You ain't gonna get me out that color print.
Oh, no.
I know one time I needed 1,000 copies, and I went to the, no, 2,000 copies. And I went to the store, I said, I need 2,000 copies. I said, you know, I hope I get a discount for doing like that. You said 1,000 something. I said, hey, you crazy.
1,000?
You $1,000 for no copies on no paper.
Wow. Oh, no.
They made me mad.
I'm glad she told you before you got the stuff copied.
Okay. They started getting it. Okay,
oh,
man.
Oh, she would have had a charge down to the game.
You take debit? No, because what, my debit card, it won't slide. And the number is coming off a little bit.
I'm gonna get that out of the car. Like, I'll be right
back.
Let me go get my other car.
Y'all so stupid.
Everyone, make sure you go out and vote. It's coming. It's
absolutely
coming.
It's so close. I'm nervous. Armpit sweating and everything. Like, go out.
Man, I told y'all what's gonna happen. It's gonna look like a slow up, so close race, and then all of a sudden, Obama won it, and everybody gonna go crazy.
I'm gonna meet him, man. That's my favorite person. Like, I'll be like, I don't know.
She's so silly. You are silly.
Hey,
I will never take you anywhere.
Don't you know they say he got more Caucasian women voting for him than anything else?
That's because they like that dark meat, honey.
Yeah, I know. See, that's where Robbie messing up at. See, you got to target the women. You don't target them women.
Exactly.
And you know us men are going to be like, man, shit.
And another thing, people have to keep in mind that the presidents are only representation for the United States people. They cannot just be changing stuff. They can't just say, okay, today we're having no more green lights. Now they're going to be pink. He can't just do that. He can put it into, like, a bill and try to get it voted upon to get it. You know what I'm saying?
People are crazy. And that's what I said before.
Really?
That's what I said before. You want this person to come into this job and have to deal with something that was messed up for 8 years from this other person before him. You want him to come in 4 years and change everything back and make everything better. It's not going to happen.
Yep.
Not. But I can say that gas right now in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is like $3.16. And I'm really loving that.
Woo-hoo.
Damn, we need to come there.
I need to come to your house and get gas and go back home, and then I'm going to have to come back because I'm going to be on E. Because, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so going to say that. Oh, amen. Amen. 316.
We rocking by the 330 something in Georgia. What's it looking like in Florida?
It's 356.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's how much it is.
No, you
won't have a heart attack. Oh, no.
Honey, I won't go nowhere. I'll be at the house. I'm at the house, honey.
Okay.
I'm not going anywhere. Mm-mm. Gas is too high.
Did y'all hear about that?
I'm praying
for it. Huh? Did y'all hear about that white man that got locked in his car and it was snowing? And he was locked in the car for 3 days.
No.
No, I ain't hear about that.
I mean, he was snowing and the car got stuck. And he couldn't go anywhere. He had his dogs in the car. But let me tell y'all, he got locked in the car with a cell phone and didn't call anyone for 3 days. This man said, I called for help because
maybe he didn't have any service.
No, he had service. Let me tell you, he said he called 911. He called 911, he ran out of food, and he started feeling funny.
Wow. So he couldn't call 911 before he fell out of food, ran out of food?
Yes. He said
did he use the bathroom in the car?
But why didn't he roll down the windows and get out of the car? He probably did. His truck was just stuck. All the news was out there like this man was actually locked in the car with no phone and he was just dying. This man was cool. This man on the news was eating.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this man was taking real big bites. Yeah, because I hadn't eaten some food.
See. I would have went out there and cussed his ass out. I'd have been like, your dumb ass could have rolled down the window and got out the truck.
Hey. Wow. So he was just chilling in the car.
And then he was one of the old people that, you know, like to talk, and you ask them a question, and then they go all around the question and answer your question last. Asking him a question. He kept saying, she was like, well, did you see any people? He was like, I seen my dog. I seen the music. I mean, just dumb stuff. And then and she said, well, did you see people? He said, oh, no, I didn't see any people.
Hey, that's just like that lady called 911 because she locked herself in the car. And the lady told her to hit the switch and open the door. She told me, oh,
wow.
The little girl that called 911 talking about, hello, I need help with my homework. And my mom said, if you need help, call 911.
Oh,
wow.
At least her heart was in the right place.
Oh,
well,
you
guys, it's about that time. So sad, so sad. But we got to get out of here because the show is over. But thank you for tuning in to Tell All Radio. This is your girl, Princess Jazzy. We got Miss Sexy K.
Good night, you guys.
All right,
Miss Delicious.
We got Mr. Prime Time.
Yes.
And like I said, every Wednesday from 9 to 11 p.m., make sure y'all tune in, kick it with us, chill with us, because we just keep it live and jumping all the time, right? So make sure y'all come back, kick it with us next Wednesday, and we'll see y'all then, all right?
You
see?
Peace.
Chill out. Chill out. Yo. Princess Jazzy, Princess Sexy K, the
Russian myth. Yo, hey. And Mr. Goodman, and Mr. Goodman, it's on, it's on. Yo, yo. Sell out, 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 sell out. And that is hell out. And it's on, it's on. It is hell out. And it's on, it's on, it's on. Sell out, 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 sell out. Tell out, tell out, tell out, and this time, tell out, and this time, and this